Run, the Elephant Weighs a Ton, by Adam Frost. Read by Daniel Philpott. Chapter 1.
Can't believe we've got roped into this,
Tom Nightingale whispered to his best friend, Freddie Finch. It was the night of the school concert, and Tom and Freddie were standing in the wings, waiting to go on stage. Tom was holding his trumpet, and Freddie was holding his oboe. The hall was packed with parents and teachers and family friends. Mr. McCluskey, the head teacher, was standing in front of the curtains, thanking everyone for coming on such a cold evening. Tom was starting to feel a bit jittery. His hair, which normally stuck up at the back, had been plastered down onto his head, and he was wearing a bright white shirt and a dark blue tie. Freddie's hair was in a side parting, and he was wearing a black blazer that was far too big for him.
Are you nervous? Tom asked Freddie. No, of course not, replied Freddie, looking terrified. How about you?
No way, said Tom, trying to remember whether he'd already been to the toilet or ought to go again.
And here they are, the Junior School Orchestra, declared Mr. McCluskey.
There was no more time to feel nervous. The curtain had risen, and Mrs. Purcell, the music teacher, was leading them out onto the stage. Tom had to concentrate. They were going to be playing When the Saints Go Marching In, and Tom had only ever played it through twice without making a mistake. Freddie had already admitted that he was going to pretend to play his oboe. He said to Tom that Olivia Darnell made such a racket on her violin that you couldn't hear anyone else anyway. But Tom loved his trumpet. He wanted to play it well. Besides, his mother...